this article, they said they feel that this research will find and show and prove that the antibodies produced by the camel can fight everything from cancer, which is, of course, the life-threatening disease, to the common cold. Subhanallah. So this is the type of anticipation that the people have in England. This is in the UK now, way far away from the desert. The research is being carried out using camels at Woburn Safari Park. So there's a safari park there in the UK where they have a lot of camels. And then using just the camel's milk, okay? So they're not harming the camels. They're just taking some of the camel's milk and using the camel's milk as a form of research, inshallah. The article concluded by saying that the research offers exciting potentials. Exciting potentials. These are exact words. The last words of the scientist that was interviewed. And this guy is not a Muslim. And he's not from this part of the world. He's not from the desert. You know, UK, as you know, sees sun less than 30 days out of the year. It's a cold place. But just because of that, that doesn't mean that they cannot benefit from the great qualities of the camel. So people around the world, whether they live or exist in arid, hot climates or not, are still doing research on camels and camel's milk. Okay? Because this thing has become so fascinating. And any true scientist, Muslim or not, that wants to improve the quality of life of human beings, you know, should look into this and should take note of this and should, you know, stay abreast as to the developments that are coming, because the developments are coming very rapidly.